Ibrahim declined their offer and said, "We do not accept what you say. Begone, that God's will might be fulfilled." Al-Jabati's Chronicle, Sheikh Abd al-Rahman al-Jabati, Muharram Rajab 1213, June-December 1798. Crusader. The streets of Valletta and the three cities lay quiet and cowed in the grey pre-dawn mist. French patrols moving through the dim, empty lanes. The cool, damp air hung heavy with the tang of gun smoke and iron, a memory of the terrors of the previous day and the fleet of Napoleon Bonaparte riding in Malta's grand harbour, the lanterns on its forest of masts so many dancing stars on a brightening sea. The holy knights of the Order of St. John looked out from their lofty fortress battlements with resignation. Their day of judgment had come. Sporadic cannon fire thudded across the waterfront, shouted commands from French sloops and frigates in the harbour echoing across Valletta's bastions, so much crackling thunder. After the brief fighting on the outskirts, the new occupying troops began to spread throughout the city, beyond Cotonera and up into Gezira and Sliema, surrounding the Grand Harbour. Resistance had crumbled, Malta resting in a relieved, if apprehensive, peace, while the knights agreed their pensions with the conquerors. The damage to the capital on the first day of Bonaparte's invasion seemed minimal, but it had been enough. Torchlit donkey carts rolled slowly through the misty streets. The dead laid out on litters, loaded carefully by Reverend Maltese, heads lowered, caps in hand, another stricken family left to weep. Some victims had been trampled among the panicking crowds, others crushed into the churches or fallen in skirmishes with the French, militia and bystanders alike. Bowed clergymen watched, fearful of the days to come. With the dawn had come the labourers to clear away the signs of defeat, their shovels scraping on the cobbles, the rhythm broken only as a digger paused to pick up an unexpected bonus, a trinket, a coin. On the first day of the new French Republic of Malta, there was little sign of regular local life. Only the conquerors, the conquered, and the scavengers. Far from the work parties, a thin Maltese youth picked his way barefoot through the cold rubble at the end of an alley to a small church square, his toes clinging to jagged chunks of stone. He saw the glint of a rosary and pulled it from the dust, hanging it round his neck, a good talisman for protection. He looked next for a ring, a buckle, anything. But when he bent over the next heap, he had something of a surprise and no chance to cry out. Broad hands reached up from the debris and closed round his throat as Marine Sergeant Jory Cook sat up and rose from the dead, face blackened by smoke and dust, eyes bright, teeth bared. The terrified boy choked out a gibbering prayer. Cook put a finger to his lips, shh, then held out a gold coin.
"One word, mind," said Cook with a smile, "and I break your thieving little neck."
He mimed the action.
"Got me. Northeast, to the sea. Money? Right?"
The boy nodded quickly.
La mare," pointing. Iva, il baia."
His eyes widening as Cook clambered slowly to his full height, showering dust and debris everywhere. The boy swallowed fearfully and asked,
"Francia?"
Cook looked sharply at him.
"Francie, not on your life, mate."
He stabbed a thumb at his chest.
"Me Hingalese, Englishman, right?"
The boy smiled, relieved he had not fallen foul of the new conquerors. He shook Cook's hand vigorously, whispering with excitement,
"Inglese."
He hesitated, then asked hopefully,
"Ma soldat lahma?"
Then, in slow and hesitant Italian,
"Con soldato rosso?"
With the red soldier. Cook caught his meaning at once. Hazard. Once again he could feel the press of the crowd from that morning, hear their screams as the company of French moved into the square, calling, "You are free!" A Maltese revolutionary was throwing grenades, and Hazard charged into the midst of it all in his bright red Bombay marine coat. Red soldier. He looked at the shattered portico of the house next to him, and remembered the whump of the grenade as it blew him and